So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
What's going on, everyone? I hope you are doing awesome in this time of panic and craziness that's happening in the world. I hope you are staying safe, you're staying well. I myself have been in my house with my wife, just not going out too much, just staying cool, literally just working, you know, working and praying. And I'm praying for all of this stuff to go away. And firstly, I just want to say I appreciate you giving me your ears, listening in, because today I want to share with you a couple of key concepts that you want to do, because the world is in panic mode right now. And if you follow the world and if you follow everyone else, then this is not the way to be. I see so many crazy things happening. Supermarkets, you know, people are rampaging, literally going through endless toilet papers. I mean, come on. Okay, so it's very important that you don't give into the scare and the fear that the TV and the media is portraying. You take precautions, but operate from a place of peace, calm, confidence, certainty. This is what you must do for yourself, for your team members, for your employees. Okay, if you are freaking out, if you are scared that no one's going to be buying your products and services, if you're scared that X, Y, Z is going to happen, then trust me, it's going to have a trickle down effect. Okay, for me, I've actually been preparing if anything was to happen. Now, I would have thought that this whole recession and all of this stuff would happen at least, you know, another a year or 18 months. But, you know, it's happening right now. And this whole coronavirus thing, obviously, it's very real because people are getting affected. Sadly, people are dying. And I get that. What you need to focus on and what your focus must be on is, how do you prepare for what's coming next? Because let's say in 1 to 2, 3, 4 months, maybe 6 months, this whole coronavirus thing is going to go away. Okay, you and I know, you know, these things, it's not going to stay forever, right? So it's going to go away. But what's going to happen afterwards? What's going to happen afterwards is that all of the countries are going to be hit so bad financially. Banks, businesses, people are going to be out of jobs. You know, it's just going to have a huge lag. For example, right now, you know, in Australia, Australia's economy relies so much on China, on Chinese people going from China, investing their money, investing lots of their billions of dollars into Australia. Well, guess what's happening? Right now, no one's allowed to leave China. Okay, so so Australia is not getting the cash influx that it's used to for the last few decades or hundreds of years or whatever, right? So now what's going to happen? Australia's getting hit. Now, China's going to get hit as well because Chinese money is not going out. See, for an economy to work, it basically means that the money has to go in and out. Otherwise, what happens is you have a small country, something like Brunei, that the money is just in one place and it's not circulating out. So there's no economic prosperity that's been given to other people. Now, in the case that's like, I'm literally driving, I'm not kidding, okay, there's literally guys on my left, guys on my right that are walking around with the masks on their face. I mean, God bless them all. I'm staying safe, but I'm also going to the gym. And don't worry, my gym, it's a little bit of a high-end gym. They have really good quarantine and they send out email saying, we're good, come over. Okay, so that's one of the reasons why I'm going over. Plus, I need to just go get in the sauna and just relax myself. So, back to what I was saying. One, Don't be in panicky mode, okay? So many entrepreneurs are in panicky mode. People are messaging me left, right, center, saying, what do I do? You know, are people going to stop buying my products? How do I get more customers? What do I need to do if the recession hits? Listen, I've been warning you folks, ladies and gentlemen. I've been warning you guys for at least 3-4 years. Because 10 years ago, back in 2009, when I was starting internet marketing, guess what was happening? I started bang in the middle of a recession. And when I started bang in the middle of a recession, my mentors at the time told me specifically, listen, get in right now, learn the skills, and then ride the wave up. And make sure whatever you do, you're going to store cash. You need to save cash. You need to diversify into multiple asset classes. This is one of the reasons, guys. Honestly, the last 1 or 2 years, you know, I've done 7 figures and more. But in my mind, I've taken time off. I've taken time off, you know, at least a year or even 18 months. Why? Because I wanted to get back and figure out myself. I wanted to learn about my marriage. I wanted to learn about my faith. And so I took a lot of time off. And now I'm coming back in. It almost feels like 2009 again. And there's a part of me that's excited. You know why? Because I know the huge opportunity that we have. Okay? You know what I mean? The huge opportunity is that people are going to be looking for business opportunities. People are going to be looking for make money programs. They're going to be looking for how to advertise on Facebook, how to do YouTube advertising, how to do Instagram advertising, how to create security income, how to create skills to protect their future. And guess what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be making sure I provide a great service. I'm going to make sure I provide over-the-top value because I want to win the business for the next 10 years. Okay, this is how you have to start preparing. So instead of panicking, you start poising. You start positioning yourself. Remember this word, positioning. Positioning yourself, your products, your company, your ideas, your skills, your leverage, your structure, how you are, who you are, all of this stuff needs to be positioned. That's the key word here. Okay, the one key word you need to know in order to prosper in 2020 and for the next decade is positioning. That's what will get you out of any funk. Asking yourself, how do you position yourself to give more to your clients, to become more for yourself and for your family? Okay, so prepare. Next thing that you want to do, prepare and position yourself. Next thing, and I just sent a huge email out to my entire list. If you're not on the list, by the way, go to shakir.com, shakir.com. Go and join more than 500,000 email subscribers that have already opted in, and they get the goodies over there. But here's the thing, okay? And I want you to keep this in mind. There is going to be unbelievable opportunities of buying businesses, buying assets, buying companies, buying traffic. So many opportunities. So you gotta be careful with how you allocate your cash, okay? You gotta be cutting out all the fat. Ask yourself, how can you cut out all the fat in your business, in your life? What's the extra thing that you need to do to cut out extra expenditures in your life, okay? Maybe you can cut down on a few fancy, luxurious things. I, for one, okay, I was planning to buy a car, and I like to buy everything usually cash outright. I am not planning to buy a fancy car anymore, okay? Especially with this, with what's going on. I'd rather put that 50 grand or 100 grand into stocks, into precious metals, into putting into, you know, buying another business. This year alone, I've acquired two businesses with both of them cash producing businesses with 0% of my own money. Okay, let that sink in. As soon as the next few months is unraveling, and I know for sure I'm going to be on a buying frenzy. I'm going to be buying companies. I'm going to be investing in companies. I'm going to be doing the things that you know you should be doing. So how do you get into that stage? Number one, you got to make sure that you have cash. Okay, you got to have some sort of cash position where you can be ready to buy assets, whether it's properties, whether it's other people's businesses, you're ready to buy when the market really tanks, okay? I'm telling you this right now. I'm sitting in the basement of the car park about to go to my gym. There's actually a lot of cars around me, so either they're all at work. Anyway, where I'm living right now, where I live actually in London, it has hit the whole coronavirus thing in the UK, but you know, from where I live around, there's not much things going on. So as opposed to Italy or as opposed to other countries, I don't know how long that's going to be. Maybe it can change all tomorrow. But all I'm saying is this: get prepared for some upcoming rough times. And how you get strong is by taking control of what you can control. Okay, don't try to focus and change things that you have no control over. You have no control over the media, you have no control over the TV, but what you can do is turn that thing off. What you can do is focus on doubling down on your skills, finding a mentor. Okay, we've just opened up our mentorship program. If you're interested, go to incomekickstarter.com, book a free 30-minute strategy session. Okay, I'm going to be doing some of these strategy sessions myself. I've done a whole bunch of them just this past week. So if you need help, this is your time. Go and ask for help. Go to incomekickstarter.com and go and book a 30-minute free strategy session today, okay? Let me and my team help you. Let's figure out what's holding you back, what you need to be doing in these times, okay? So the reason why I'm sharing all of this stuff about getting mentorship is if you double down on yourself right now, if you start developing skills, if you start doing the hard things that you know you should have done 3, 5, 10 years ago, okay? 10 years ago, I made my first YouTube video. Guess what I should have done? I should have been making a video a day, every single day for the last 10 years, okay? But I didn't do that. Instead, I sent emails and you know, I sold over $30 million worth of stuff before the age of 30. I was, you know, semi-retired a couple of times during that process. But guess what? I could have easily made $300 million if I had just stuck with a video a day versus an email a day. So now I'm not waiting. I'm making videos. I'm recording podcasts. I'm going out there. I'm doing deals. I'm joint venturing. I'm building relationships. I'm building affiliates. I'm building software. All of these things. So this is what the seed that I want to plant into your mind right now. Because whatever decisions you make right now is going to shape your next 3 months, your next 12 months, your next 12 years. I promise you, if you pay attention and you stay the course, you focus, turn off all the distractions, turn off all the social media stuff. You know, if you find that you're spending way too much time on social media, delete the thing. Okay, I didn't even have the Facebook app for like 4 years on my phone. 4 or 5 years. Are you kidding me? Who would have the Facebook app on their phone? And then guess what? I got it because I was attending a Funnel Hacking Live conference and I was attending a conference called WebinarCon. And before I knew it, I find myself spending so much time on Facebook. And I'm thinking to myself, are you kidding me? You know, now I've got 1,000 friends on Facebook, but on my other profile, I had like 20,000 people and I would not even spend any time on Facebook. But so I realized, you know what? This is not a $10,000 per hour activity. Shaq, raise your standards, raise your game. Boom, deleted. Facebook deleted, gone. Okay, from my phone, gone. Now, I do have access to Messenger because I'm like, that's where the most important people actually message me. All right, cool. So now don't get me wrong, I'm still going to be posting on social media. I'm just not going to be addicted to it on my phone. Same thing with Instagram, okay? On Instagram, I realized I could access all my messages on desktop. So what the heck do I need the app? Okay, why do I need to show everyone my life every 10 seconds? Now, I still do it. I'm not saying don't do it. All I'm saying is that there's a time and place. So schedule these times out, my friends. Get in control of the things you can control. Going to the gym, praying, meditating, being calm, practicing love, practicing calmness, breath work, practicing being mindful, reading, learning new things. You know, one of the things I did, I messaged all my friends and I said, who has the best course? I want to go through it. Can you give me free access to it? Can you, even if they said no, I'd pay for the damn thing. Okay, because I want to learn what these guys are doing. I want to learn how to become a real YouTube star. I want to learn how to do podcasting like a pro. I want to learn how to run Facebook ads to make an extra fortune in the next 10 years. Okay, I want to learn all of these things. I'm going now meeting authors and networking with authors because I want to accelerate all of my book publishing deals. You know what I mean? This is your time right now. Spend some time. Figure out a plan. Take time out each day, 15 minutes, 30 minutes a day, and just do nothing but just think. Think about how you can get an edge over everyone else, over yourself. I'm really excited. I'm going to be publishing more of these podcasts. I hope you enjoyed this one. Leave me a 5-star review, will ya? Please go ahead and go to iTunes, type in Shaky Rusin Show. I'm going to get back to doing this. Gosh, I missed recording these for you. And yeah, I still have not checked how many people actually listen, whether it's one person or 100 people or 1,000 people. But just know, you know, when I speak, I'm speaking from my heart. And I hope you enjoy this. So go ahead, make sure you subscribe to my podcast, and I will speak to you guys all soon. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own $1 million business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.